Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
More mixed messaging from the White House that Paul Rasmussen's going to clear up just after the 7 o'clock news. And some mixed issues on Wall Street. Is it Chinese real estate or is it our looming debt crisis? What's going on? Jamie Meredith, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. It's all of the above. Markets had opened with solid gains, but that slowly eroded and the big three ended mixed, but essentially flat with the Dow and S&P closing lower. NASDAQ did hold on to 0.2% gain. Worry did remain around the Chinese debt situation, the status of several bills in Washington, including that debt ceiling. Economic data was better than expected, with both housing permits and housing starts topping expectations, showing that the housing market remains hot. Data out today is light, more housing data, existing home sales. But at 2 p.m., and this is what everybody is waiting for, Fed will speak. Markets don't expect any big surprises, but after volatile sessions, markets may just want some reassurance from Dad that everything is okay and the Fed hasn't changed its view. Futures are higher this morning as news out last night that the House has voted to extend the debt ceiling until December. And data, our news out this morning that the Chinese company that everybody is worried about, that big real estate company, has announced it has negotiated a deal over its next bond interest payment with its lenders, and people were worried about whether or not it was going to make payments. So that's calmed the markets a bit. Futures are higher as we start the day. Dow futures up 209, NASDAQ futures up 53. That's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings us at 9:30.
Jamie Meredith, is this raising the debt ceiling, is that like calling Capital One saying, hey, dude, can you raise my limit just a little bit more because I don't have enough cash coming in to pay my bills?
Yeah, pretty much. It was there for good reason. That was originally put in a number of years ago to try to add some discipline to politicians, but it's artificial. You know, it's not really based on anything scientific. It's just a number that Congress makes up. So it's quite silly that Congress is threatening to default on our debt, that the U.S. is the world's bank, and we shouldn't even be playing with the idea that the U.S. would ever default on its debt. And that's what caused us to be downgraded back a number of years ago from the S&P. We lost our AAA rating because Congress was threatening to default on its debt. The U.S. is nowhere near defaulting on our debt. So we would just artificially, it would be like us saying, I just don't want to pay our credit card bill this week. I know we can afford it. I'm just not going to pay it. And that just destroys your credit for, you know, the foreseeable future. And Congress is playing a very, very dangerous game of chicken. And again, I think that borders on treason, that they, how dare they destroy our credit over something as silly as this artificial line they've drawn in the sand. So good intentions gone bad.
Jamie Meredith, we'll talk tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.
You bet, Kev.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.